Thank you for tuning into Hey Strangeness. What you're about to hear is a very short preview of one of our Patreon-exclusive micro-episodes, Paranormal Apartments. These are bite-sized installments of Hey Strangeness, which allow us to cover a wider variety of topics and share them with our supporters. And starting in October, Strange Folk subscribers will receive 4 of these episodes per month. I hope you enjoy it. In 1979, freelance journalist Steve Wilson wrote in an article for the publication New Scientist. Okay, hold on.
A lot of people in Britain say that a mysterious humming noise disturbs their lives. Yet because this hum is inaudible to the rest of the population, these people's claims receive little or no sympathy. But recent research work suggests that the problem is both real and widespread.
Wilson was describing what is now commonly referred to, as he called it, the hum. The hum is a sound which exists at a frequency normally inaudible to human beings, around 30 to 50 or so hertz, depending on the study you reference. Modern sufferers still report hearing the odd, sometimes mechanical sound as an ongoing phenomenon. The subreddit for the hum has a little over 1,100 members at time of writing, with experiencers sharing video and audio of attempts to capture the hum, discussing theories as to its origin, and even debating whether or not hearers of the hum might have the same blood type. Later, in the 1979 article, Wilson would write,
"Many people in rural or quiet suburban areas can hear a constant throbbing hum, sometimes like the bass frequency rumble of a heavy lorry with its engine on idle. They describe the noise as coming from a kilometer or so away, although exactly in which direction, they cannot say."
In 2019, The Guardian reported that up to 4% of the world's population are able to hear the hum. A number of causes are suspected, from tinnitus to industrial fans and manufacturing plants. Yet no general consensus is popularly embraced. The unsolvable noise complaints I encountered during my adventures in apartment management came with a variety of reasonable explanations. What became difficult is when the source of the noise came from a vacant apartment, or when staff would actually visit the apartment causing the complaints and find no noise matching the description. Often, no noise at all. Or, the odd occasion when the noise was described as a steady mechanical humming, unhearable to other residents, or myself, or any other members of staff. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this, head over to patreon.com/heystrangeness for more micro-episodes, along with a bunch of other paranormal content. Eyewitness evidence, articles, access to the Strange Archive, which contains over 1,000 license-free photos from our paranormal travels, access to the Hey Strangeness Discord, and quite a bit more. Tune in next week for our next full-length episode, and a huge thank you to the people that make this show possible. Jeremiah of Bigfoot Society, Drew and Lexi of Final Girl Graphics, Dasos Crowsong of Reset 20 Studios, Laura, Alex, Rick, and Scott. See you next time.